After the founding of Shas, Chacham Avadia was approached by a Rav who wanted to discuss a certain matter with him regarding the politics of the matters. And Chacham Avadia said, "Listen, it's bad enough that I'm punished that I have to talk politics. But if I do it all day long, I'm going to be in Amaretz. A couple minutes a day, so goodbye. I can't talk more about it right now. I need to go learn Torah." Harav Toledano, Harav Avadia Yosef Toledano, one time, his Rosh Hashiva asked all the Talmidim to do a certain thing. And Harav Toledano knew his grandfather probably has an opinion about this. He should call and find out. So he calls Saba and Safta, and Safta picks up the phone, and he says, "Safta, I have a question for Saba." So she says, "No problem. Harav Avadia, hanechet shelcha mitkasher, yesh lo she'ela. Harav Avadia, your grandson has a she'ela for you." And Harav Avadia says, "Not now, I'm learning." And she's like, "No, hanechet shelcha yesh lo she'ela." And he back and forth, back and forth. Eventually, Rav Avadia gives in. He comes on the phone, and he says, "Do whatever your Rosh Hashiva says. Shalom and kol tov." And he hangs up the phone. He was not interested in letting his time be wasted on trivial matters. Even though he was someone who took an opinion on things, it was not worth his time right now. He's in the middle of learning Torah. Please do not disturb. It is so critical when we are learning Torah that we not interrupt our Torah learning for anything. And in general, it's so critical that we minimize the amount of unnecessary sicha b'teila, pointless speech and chatter that we engage in. That is the 16th of the Kinyani Torah, mi'ut sicha, reducing our speech to make sure that we can focus only on Torah learning. In general, bitul Torah is one of the gravest of averot. The Gemara hosts a litany of statements, chastising and lambasting and rebuking and condemning the grave sin of Bitul Torah. How Bitul Torah is even worse than the big three. The big three HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive, but Bitul Torah He is not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries every single day for the Bitul Torah. And Bitul Torah is the source of tremendous punishment for all those who cause it and participate in Bitul Torah. And not just Bitul Torah, but Sichata Batlanim. It's pointless chatter. The Rambam tells how a person who finds himself in a Moshav Leitzim amongst scoffers, he will hear them initiate with Divrei Havai, with empty words, that will eventually lead to negative things about Tzadikim, and eventually lead to negative things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. Whereas on the flip side, Kisherei Yisrael, people who are true in their observance of Torah Mitzvot, will only converse in Talmud Torah. The Afike Yam Chayim Umavet Biad Halashon. In this case, literally, what we speak is so critical to our success or our failure. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Everyone likes to quote from the Chafetz Chaim. And every word of Dibur HaAsur is also an Avera. So we better watch our mouths. It's so critical that not only is Sichat HaBatlanim terrible, engaging in such during Torah learning is even worse. HaMafsik miMishnato is mitchayev v'nafsho. A person who stops his learning to say, "What a nice tree, what a nice whatever," is chayav. His blood is on his own head. To stop our learning and engage in Sicha B'Teila is a terrible sin. The time is set aside for holy Torah learning. Rabbi Eliyahu Mani explains that one who stops his Torah learning to listen to the idle chatter on the other side of the Beit Midrash or of the Chavruta sitting next to him is literally committing one of the worst sins, because he's stopping his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this? How could you? Talmud Torah, we all know, is Keneged Kulam. And Aruch HaShulchan explains, just like the Sachar, the reward, is immeasurable, so too the penalty, the punishment for being Mivatel Torah. It's a responsibility we all have to not let things distract us in our Torah learning. The Binyan Olam explains that some people are so curious, they're sitting in a position that whenever someone walks into the Beit Midrash, they peek their heads up to take a look at who's walking in, and they stare at him and think about, who is that person? When they have to be learning, they shouldn't be losing their focus. The Chafetz Chaim used to say how a person should focus totally on what he's learning and not let his eyes leave the page of the sefer that he is working on right now. We all know the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin, Techilat Dino Shel Adam is on Talmud Torah. It's one of the first questions they ask us, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat. It's one of the first things we're judged on, is we learn Torah. And keeping a consistent Seder and not interrupting it is so important. The family of Rabban Gamliel, when they were in the Beit Midrash and they heard someone sneeze, they would refuse to say, bless you, because that would interrupt their Torah learning. You know, Chacham Ben Tzion HaBashal used to say about Rav Avadia that you could only talk to him one time a week. He was so busy learning, he was uninterruptible, except on Friday afternoons when he was getting ready for Shabbat. And I know we're not on this level right now, but it's kedai for us to understand what it means to be so attached to our Torah learning. Now, the Vilna Gaon, when he was much older, was visited by his sister, whom he had not seen for half a century. And his sister comes, and they meet in the Vilna Gaon's home. They ask how each other are doing, how are their families, how are their children, their grandchildren. And as the conversation came to a close, the sister said, I want to spend a little bit more time with you. I haven't seen you in so long before you go back to your learning. And the Gras said, what can I do? What can I do? I have to learn. My hair is getting white already. This is my last warning from Shamayim that my time is running out. I have to go back to my learning right now. Chacham Ovadia, similarly, when his son, Rav Yaakov Yosef, passed away, was visited by one of his sisters, whom he also had not seen in a long time. And after he spoke, in general, greetings, how are you, how is everything, he spent the time not lamenting over the loss of his son, but trying to convince his sister of what a zechut it is to have children who are learning Torah. Rav Yaakov Yosef was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He passed away young, but he was a Morei HaRav Yisrael. And his father was so proud to have children who are learning Torah, he tried to impress it upon his sister, you should also send your grandchildren, convince your children to send their grandchildren to learn in Torah, and convince our other sisters to do the same. And once he finished that, he went right back to his learning. A person who realizes how little time he has in this world and how much he has to accomplish, to have as minimal interruptions as possible, takes his Torah learning very seriously. Mishnah says in Avot, the best thing for the body, the best medicine for everything is shetika, is being quiet. Siyag lachochma shetika, it's a great geder for our chochma to be quiet and to listen. And Gemara says in Megillah, is sicha, is if sicha is worth $1, so then shetika is worth $2. To be quiet and to minimize as much unnecessary speech as possible so we can focus truly on Torah learning and Torah speech is most appropriate. The Aron HaChaim HaKadosh explains that our mouths are like kli sharet, like holy kelim. We shouldn't even use them for parv talk, only for Torah. Of course, the kol zman va'et, everything has a time and a place, and we do need some sicha b'teila to survive in this world. But we should make sure that it's a priority for us and that it's on our radar. Do I really need to have this conversation right now? Do I really need to interrupt my Torah learning right now? What can we do to make sure that we minimize our interruptions? Well, if we have a thought we want to share with our chavruta or with our friend, write it down on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket. Don't text that person right now. Don't take that phone call right now. Sit and learn. Put the phone on Do Not Disturb or whatever it is. And make sure that you respect your own time that you're learning Torah so that other people will as well.